好，那我们一起翻开约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to the Gospel according to John, chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第四节。
John, chapter 14, verse 4.
我们找，我们先用中文念一遍，然后我们英文再念一遍。
We read first in Chinese and then in English.
好，中文一起来。我往哪里去，你们知道；那条路，你们也知道。
Together in English, and you know the way where I am going.
在去年年底的时候
，At the end of last year.
当我在读经。这句话好像一直在我的脑里反复的思想。
As I read the Bible, this verse just came to me.
然后那时候我一直在问自己一个问题。
At that time, I asked myself a question.
好像这边主对我们说。
As if the Lord is telling me.
说我往哪里去，你们知道。
He says that, and you know the way where I am going.
那条路你们也知道。
And you also know the way.
这边也有另外一个翻译是说，我往哪里去，你们知道那条路。就英文基本上是一样的。
Okay, there's a different translations in Chinese.
在年底的时候，我也在回顾我过去这一年，或者是我过去在走主的道路的时候。
So at the end of last year, as I looked back, the years I have before the Lord.
我在思想，我到底是不是知道我要所走的道路呢
？So it came to me whether I truly know the way of the Lord.
所以这一直在我里面一直在思想。
So that has been reminding me throughout.
所以今天早晨，我也愿意借着这一节经节，跟弟兄姐妹有一点点的交通。
So I would like to fellowship with the brothers and sisters based on this verse.
因为这一节经节好像对我们来讲也是一个提醒。
Because this verse is also a reminder to all of us.
今天是1月31号2011年。
Today is January 31st, 2011.
我想还在1月，我想也对我们来讲还是一个新的一年的开始。
So we are still in January, we're still in the beginning of the year.
再过两天就到2月。
And two more days, then we will be in theFebruary.
所以我想也是借着这节经节对我来讲是一个回顾跟一个仰望。
So to me, this is as the verse to look back and also to look forward.
好像在我信主的这条道路上，我的经历我的认识好像跟着连日有改变。
So in my way of believing the Lord, my understanding and also my experience has changed.
好像在我的走这条路上，实在是主的恩典带领我。
Along the way, it has been the Lord's grace of leading me.
在有一段时间里面，我好像不知道我是在一条道路上行走的人。
For a certain period of time, I didn't know I was a person in the way.
在《使徒行传》里面，很明显的跟我们提到。
In the Book of Acts, it clearly states that.
信主的都是走到这一条路上的人。
Christians are people in the way.
不管我们知不知道。
Whether we know it or not.
不管我们愿不愿意。
Whether we are willing or not.
当我们信了主。
When we believe in the Lord.
我们里面的生命就向往这一条道路。
And our life within is in that way.
但是在那一段时间里面。
But that, for that period of time.
我里面好像一点这种感觉都没有。
I didn't even have a sense of feeling.
好像我的聚会的光景也很低沉。
And also in our meetings, the atmosphere was pretty low.
Yeah, 有我不晓得哪一个人说过这样子的一句话。
Somebody has said this.
好像讲到这世上好像可以分成三种人。
So we may categorize the people in this world into three.
那其中有一种人是什么样子的人呢
？So in one group.
他叫做一种叫做不知不觉的人。
So the one group of people they have no sense at all.
那我觉得我那时候的光景就像 这样子的人不知不觉。
So, I just like the people in the first group, I didn't have any sense.
虽然我里面有了新的生命。
Although I already had a new life.
但是我不知道。
I didn't know.
我也不觉得。
I didn't have that sense.
虽然好像在主的生命跟我生活中没有一点关系。
Since there is no connection between the Lord's life and my daily walk.
甚至到了一个光景，我聚会也不是很正常。
And it was even to the point that my, I didn't have a regular church meeting life.
你问我是不是相信主？
You ask me whether I believe in the Lord.
我说相信。
I would say yes, I do.
你是不是？但是我的生活，我的聚会，好像没有那个主的生命。
And yet in my daily walk, in my church life, as if I didn't have the light of the Lord.
这是好像那个光景，实在是一个不知不觉的光景。
So I was in the conditions that as if I didn't have any senses.
但是感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
好像主的恩典从来没有离开过我们。
The Lord's grace has never departed from me.
他在环境中兴起。
And he raised some circumstances.
好像让我们看到，啊，那我里面开始有了另外一方面的认识。
So that I have a different understanding within me.
好像在那个光景中，主让我看到，我需要回到他的面前。
As if in that situation, it came to me that I need to return to him.
So I 好像又开始有一个正常的聚会的光景。
So, and then I had a regular church life.
但是在那时候，我这个人还是活在自己的感觉里面。
But at that time, I still live in my own feelings.
好像那时候一个光景就是还活在这个分别善恶树果子的光景。
And I still in the conditions of eating of the fruit of a tree of a knowledge of good and evil.
我们都知道当初亚当夏娃是怎么堕落的。
We know how Adam and Eve fell.
因为神跟他们说园中有一棵树他们不能吃。
Because God told them that they couldn't eat of a tree, of the fruit of one tree.
他们吃的必定死。
When they, if they eat, they shall die.
但是撒旦怎么跟他们说呢？跟夏娃说呢
？But how did Satan say to Eve?
神岂是真说
？Didn't God really mean that?
或者说吃了不一定死
？Or if you eat of this tree, you may not die.
好像我们对神的话，我们模糊了。
Then it seems that we becomeIt become a blurry as we are understanding God's word.
我们对神的话，我们开始有怀疑了。
Then we have a doubt concerning God's word.
呀，前一阵子我听一些人说了一件事情。
A while back, I heard one thing.
哎呀，就是在这一个世代或者这一个 generation, 这一个下一代。
So for next. For this or next
generation.
For the next generation.
就是下一个时代的孩子们，他们在教育中，他们吸收了一个观念。
So for the kids in the next generations, in their education, they have this kind of a concept.
这个 generation 他们叫做 generation Y.
So they are generation Y.
已经从 X 到 Y 了。
Now it's after X, now it's Y.
好，这个里面他们有一个观念，就是这样子的观念。
So they have this concept.
他们对任何的权威，他们都要挑战。
They would like to challenge any authority.
所以在他们的意志里面，他对任何的说法、任何的解释，他们都要挑战。
They would like to oppose a challenge to any interpretation or any teaching.
好，他们好像在他们里面，除非我里面能信。不然这一件事不是真的。
They will have this concept that unless I am convinced, then I won't believe.
好像这个事情，这个观念，在这个世上，好像在这个下一代里面，好像慢慢的灌输到里面去。
So this concept seems already seep into the next generation.
如果我们在属灵的方面接受这样子的感觉，这样子的认识。
In our spiritual conditions, we also take this concept.
我们对神的话，我们就会怀疑。
Then we will have a doubt concerning God's word.
我们可以怀疑人说的话。
We may doubt people's saying.
但是神的话是一个真理。
And yet God's word is truth.
不管我们怎么怀疑，我们怎么不相信。
No matter what kind of doubt or disbelief we may have.
他的话还是真实的。
And yet his word is always true.
所以在这一个观念里面，在属灵上我们需要很小心。
So we need to be very careful about this concept in our spiritual
life. 是的，当我们听到了一篇讯息。
Yes, when we heard about a message.
我们听到了一篇理论。
And we heard about some teaching.
我们需要回到主的话中来印证。
We need to confirm that based on God's word.
但是主的话绝对我们心中不能有怀疑。
And yet we should not have any doubt concerning God's word.
不然我们常常把一些神的事情反而走错了一条偏路。
Otherwise we may deviate from God's path.
我听我太太她说过她小时候的一件事情。
I heard one matter mentioned by my wife.
她那时候还很小，我想大概小学。
She was still very young, probably in her elementary.
在他们家，他的外甥那时候跟他们一起住。
At that time, her nephew lived with them.
那他的 nephew 那时候很小。
So her nephew was very little.
可能刚开始要认识、要讲话的样子，我可能不是，但是很小就是。
So he was just about to speak, the time.
但是他在他的里面，他里面。觉得好像为什么我们一定要把大概是把这个颜色把蓝的讲成红的红的讲成蓝就是大概是这个样子我太太她里面有一个感觉就是为什么红色要说红色不能把红色说成黄色为什么要说黄色不能把黄色说成蓝色
Okay, so my wife has this concept. She was kind of wondering why we have to call blue blue, red red. Why couldn't we call them some other names?
所以她觉得这个不过只是一个人的讲法。
She thought that it is just some sayings from men.
所以她里面就决定教她外甥一件事情。
So she decided to teach her nephew something.
就说把这个红的就叫这个红色这颜色红色他说这个是蓝色
Okay, even it's a color red and she taught him to call it blue
然后被后来被他妈妈听到被他妈妈就是孙子他妈妈
and my wife's mom heard about that
赶快把他叫过来骂一顿
and she scolded her
说怎么可以这样子教孩子
and she said how could you teach a kids like that
我们感谢主，如果他的外甥如果是照着他那样子的教法
We thank the Lord if the nephew was taught by her
我觉得他这个一生走下来不晓得会变成什么样
I don't know what's going to come about to him later
在台语有一句话
So in Taiwanese there's a saying
叫做 用国语来讲叫做黑白讲
Okay
Black and white.
You're talking black and white.
Yeah. 就是把白色讲黑，把黑讲白。
Okay. So you that means you turn black to white and white to black.
台湾话就叫做欧北共。
Yeah. Talking black and white. Talk black to white.
所以这是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
就是你把对的讲成错的，把错的讲成对的。
So that means you turn the wrong to right and the right to wrong.
所以今天我觉得我们在这个世代
So in this generation,
我们实在是要很小心这魔鬼的伎俩
We need to be very careful about the scheme of the enemy.
特别在讲到走道路这件事情
Especially concerning the matter of walking the way.
在属灵着这件事情的认识
Concerning our spiritual understanding.
我们需要回到圣经里面的教导
We need to turn back to the teaching in the word.
任何人的学说
Any man's teaching.
任何人的讲论
Any man's sayings.
我们都需要回到圣经里面看到是不是这么说
We need to confirm that whether it is from the Bible.
这个人说的不算数。
The man's saying does not count much.
只有神说的神才算。
And it only counts when God says.
以前我认识一个姐妹。
And I knew a sister.
她很爱主。
She loved the Lord.
但是她觉得这个现代的时间精神很有限。
But she feels that the time and energy is very limited.
她觉得 那个现在我们那时候在那个聚会是一个很好的聚会。
And we, our meeting, our assembly back then was very good.
啊，那时候带领的弟兄是一个非常爱主的弟兄。
The leading brother then was who loved the Lord very much.
他说了一句话。
And he said, he made a statement.
他说我没有时间好好读经，没有时间好好祷告。
He said that I didn't have a time to read the Bible well and to pray.
所以我就跟定那个弟兄。
Okay. The sister said that she didn't have much time to study God's word and to pray, so she decided to follow the brother.
So, 反正弟兄怎么说，我就怎么做。
And she said that whatever the brother says, I will do.
反正弟兄怎么讲，我就怎么行。
Whatever the brother says, then I will act accordingly.
我们是这句话对我来讲，我是觉得我们需要很小心。
And we need to be very careful about that statement.
我们感谢主，那时候那位弟兄实在是一个很认识主，主在哦，行在主的话语的光中的人。
We really thank the Lord because that leading brother was really a brother who walked in the light of the word.
但是要是我们跟错了人呢
？But what if we follow the wrong person?
要是我们走错的路呢
？What if we walk in the wrong path?
所以我是觉得。我们还是要回到主的话中。
So I think we still need to turn back to God's word.
所以在这一个光景里面，我觉得我们需要啊离开那个分别善恶树果子的光景。
So we need to depart from the conditions of eating the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
所以在走这一条主的路上。
So as we walk on the path of God,
要知道主的道路。
We need to know His way.
我们需要拣不能拣选这个分别善恶树果子的道路。
We cannot take the way of eating the fruit of a tree of knowledge of good and evil.
什么时候我们选的这条道路
？If we have chosen that path,
我们里面就有了死亡。
Then there's a death in us.
好，在箴言第十二章第二十八节里面讲到。
In Proverbs chapter 12 verse 28.
在公义的道上有生命
And in the way of righteousness is life.
其路之中并无死亡
And in its pathway there is no death.
这句箴言是上个礼拜我们分组交通的时候在箴言里面的一句
This is a verse from the chapters we fellowship last Sunday.
所以走在这条道路里面
So as we walk in this way,
我们需要拣选这个生命
We need to choose life.
什么时候我们离开的生命
Whenever we depart from this life,
死亡的阴影就在我们当中。
Then we have a shadow of death in us.
前阵子有一位很有名的画家的画展来到西雅图。
So a while back, there's a very famous painter's drawings were in Seattle.
我想大家都知道他叫做毕卡索。
Yeah, it was a Picasso's paintings.
啊，所以这个是难得一次的机会，我也去看一看。
So that was a very rare opportunity, so I also went.
啊，我实在是不懂他的画。
I didn't understand his paintings at all.
啊，据我所知，他是这个抽象派的始祖，或者是抽象派一个很大的大师。
抽象派，
印象派呀，印象派。
Okay. So he was a founder of the Impressionists.
所以你可以知道我对这个都不是很清楚。
So you can know that I'm not very good at that.
但是我看到他里面有一幅画。
But I saw one painting.
啊，就是在他的晚年的时候他所画的一幅画。
That was done when he in his late years.
啊，他里面有一个画，一个人里面他那个人就是一个黑色的影子。
So this is just a shadow.
Yeah, 他的画名就叫做 shadow, 就是叫阴影。
So the name of the painting is shadow.
哦，那他的注解，他里面，他就是我听那个他的 audio 的解说是这么说的。
So there's an audio connotation to that painting.
因为在他的晚年。
So in his later years.
他知道他在这个地上时间不多了。
He came to realize that he didn't have much time.
所以他知道他这一生。他那个影子就是那个黑影就是他
So he realized he felt that the shadow he was that shadow
因为他觉得他要慢慢的从这世界里面慢慢的要离开要 fade away 就是 fade away
He felt like he going to fade away gradually from this earth.
所以他画其他的都还是照着他以前那其他的样子画，就是那一个人他画就是一个黑影。
So he was a pretty consistent for all other paintings, but for that particular painting, he just put in a shadow.
好像在他走这条路，他也觉得他慢慢的，他觉得他生命里面已经。没有什么太多的亮光或光明的地方。
So he felt like in his life there was not much light.
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们在走主这条道路上。
As we walk in the way of the Lord.
我们是不是会有这种感觉呢？
Do we have this same feeling?
觉得我们走主这条道路上，我们觉得我们的热心不再像以前一样了。
We may feel like our zeal is not as before.
我们走这条道路，我觉得我们是不是觉得我们的追求也不再像以前呢？
Yes, do we feel that our pursuit is not as before?
甚至我们的追求好像慢慢的往后退了。
Or we may be backsliding.
在箴言第四章第18节里面跟我们讲。
In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18 it says,
但义人的路好像黎明的光。越照越明，直到日午。
But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day.
如果我们走到主的路上，
If we walk in the path of the Lord,
我们虽然我们的肉体会衰残，
Even our physical body may deteriorate.
我们的头脑可能这个记性会越来越不好。
And our memory may become worse and worse.
但是我们里面的生命应该是越来越亮。
And yet, the life within should be brighter and brighter.
我们对主的爱是越来越深。
And our love for the Lord shall be deeper and deeper.
我们是要是照到日午。
And we shall go until the full day.
所以在走主的路上，如果我们里面开始有这个黑暗，离开了这个生命，我们里面就有死亡的光景。
So as we are in the way of the Lord, if we have this, if we depart from this way, then we will have a shadow, and then we will have a death.
所以愿弟兄姐妹实在是作为我们自己，作为我也愿弟兄姐妹能够有这样子的提醒。
May this will be the mutual reminder for all of us.
哦，再来，我们有时候我会在一个光景里面，就是在婴儿的光景。
And sometimes we were also in the condition of an infant.
婴儿的光景是什么样子的光景呢？
So what kind of condition is that?
在希伯来书第五章第十三节跟我们讲到。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13 it says,
凡只能吃奶的都是不熟练仁义的道理。
For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness.
在十四节里面说到。
In verse 14 it says,
说长大成人的才能够吃干粮。
But the solid food is for the mature.
因为他们心窍习练得通达。
Who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil.
所以前一阵子我跟一个弟兄刚好谈到一件事情。
And a while back, I just have a conversation with a brother.
他提到说因为西雅图这边冬天都没有阳光。
He mentioned that there is no much sunshine in Seattle during the winter.
他就在问说有没有什么东西买了可以那个照可以产生这个维他命 D.
So he was asking whether is there any product that can put some light in us so that can produce a vitamin D.
然后里面想到一件事情。
So that reminded me one thing.
我跟他讲说因为我们家那个我太太她很喜欢种花种草。
So my wife has a green thumb.
然后她就买了一种灯，就专门照那个绿色植物的灯。
So she purchased some kind of lamp that just continue to shine light on the green plants.
所以我跟她讲说呀，这个在这个市面上是有卖这种灯可以照植物，让植物在冬天在室内还可以得到应该得到的养分。
So I mentioned to him that indeed there is some kind of product, the lamp that can shine light so that the green plants can continue to have a nutrients during the winter time.
那我想说这个应该有这种灯应该可以也可以买这种另外一种灯可以照我们照人的可以产生维他命 D.
So I think we should have another kind of a product that can shine light in us, so that on us, so that it can produce vitamin D.
然后在那个回家的路上
，So on my way back home.
然后我在路上跟我太太跟我孩子讲到这件事情。
So I mentioned that to my wife and also to my kids.
那我那个孩子，我那个女儿就很高兴跟我讲说。
So my daughter happily replied to me.
哦，她说她正在学这些光谱的哦，就是光这些事情，这些 physical 上这些光的哦知识。
So she said that she was learning the physics about the light.
哦，植物之所以变绿，是因为它有红光跟蓝光。
The plants are showing green because they have the blue and the red light.
哦，这个蓝光跟红光的之所以不同，是因为它在光谱里面有不同的波长，这个光那光波的长度。
Okay, the different lights have their different colors because they have a different frequency in the spectrum.
Okay, 所以说这个，然后这个，那我想说，这个我以前也学过啊。
I replied to her. I also learned that.
然后后来我就自己回去，在网上这个 internet 上，我就稍微在网上稍微看了一下这个维他命 D 的事情。
So that night, I tried to learn something about vitamin D from internet.
后来我发现我是。完全错误。
And later I found out that I was totally mistaken.
哦，这个人的维他命 D 不是这些光谱里面我们所谓的这些，哦，整个光谱里面所产生所能够有用的，就是这 all spectrum.
All spectrum.
Yeah.
So vitamin D cannot be produced by the all the lights in the spectrum, all the spectrum of the light.
Yeah, 这个其实这个 spectrum, 所有的光谱只是光的一部分，这个叫做光波的一部分而已。
So actually the spectrum, that's just a part of all the frequencies of the light.
要产生维他命 D 是要紫外线。
So in order to produce a vitamin D, we need to have an ultraviolet, UV.
所以这个跟我们去买一个灯泡可能就是完全不一样。
So, it's a totally different matter if we just try to purchase a light
bulb. 我也想说这以前我也学过啊。
I feel like I also learned that.
大概是在国中，我国中的时候。
When I in my junior high.
但是我学了以后我就都一直没有应用到我的生活里面。
But when I learned that, I have never applied that to my daily walk.
所以慢慢的这些知识、这些学习就开始退化了。
Then gradually, this learning and knowledge start fading away.
然后只到了一个地步，我甚至也不明白，也不知道哦这些我以前所学的这些事情。
And to the point that I totally forgot what I have learned.
这在我们的属灵的光景常常也是这样子。
And that may be true for our spiritual condition.
所以我们虽然也读经
we may also be studying God's word.
我们也认识了主很多的教导
And we also come to know a lot of teaching of the Lord.
好像在我们的生活中没有关系
And yet there's no connection to our daily walk.
我们的生活还是照着我们里面这个人的想法的认识来行走
We still walk according to our own thinking.And our own idea.
导致在有些情况来的时候
To the point that when we face some conditions,
我们不知道我们所用的都是错误的方式
And we reacted in the wrong way.
所以我们感谢主
So we thank the Lord.
在今年在西雅图我们这个聚会里面
So this year's in the assembly here in Seattle,
好像弟兄也里面有一个感觉
Our brother has this feeling.
我们需要在生命中，我们需要操练。
We need to exercise in this life.
我们这个操练是需要在我们的生活中，有凭着主的话，我们能够有经历。
So this exercise is based on God's word and to produce some experience in our daily walk.
这是一个很宝贝的一个学习。
This is a very precious learning.
也至少对我来讲。
At least to me.
我在追求主的这一条路上
As I following the Lord,
虽然我知道生命的要紧
I know that the importance of having this life
虽然我知道这生命里面我们需要操练
I also know that we need to exercise in this life
但是好像没有一段时间 我真的能够与弟兄姐妹能够踏踏实实的，就一天一天的这样子脚踏实地的操练。
But I haven't had a chance to learn in everyday life with a brother and sister in concerning the matter.
借着弟兄的提醒。
Through the reminder of our brother,
我觉得我们是应该天天，我们需要靠着主的话，我们要进入他的真理。
We daily we should based on God's word, we need to enter into His truth.
呀，这个主的生命是一个很丰富的生命。
God's, the Lord's life is abundant life.
有时候我实在是常常觉得我的生命实在是很干枯。
And a lot of times I feel my life is so dry.
但是我又知道主的生命在我的里面。
But on the other hand, I also know that God's, the Lord's life is in me.
这个丰富怎么出来呢？
But how can we allow the abundance to flow?
我们需要操练。
We need to exercise.
So 愿我们在这今年的开始，
May that in the beginning of the year,
我们能够在操生活上，我们有这个操练。
We need to have this exercise in our daily walk.
呀，这个操练不是只有在礼拜五，啊，这个所谓生命操练组的弟兄姐妹才做。
This exercise is just not limited to brothers and sisters in the group of exercising life.
应该是在每一个属主的儿女，我们在生活中，我们都要有这样子的操练。
We should all have this exercise for all God's children.
几年前我去加州的红木宫。
A few years back, I visited the Redwood, the national park in California.
我看到一棵啊红木树很高大。
I saw a big redwood.
它大到一个光景，有人就把它这个底下就挖一个洞，它就车子可以经过。
The redwood was so big, there kind of make a hole through the wood, and then the hole was so big that a car can.
所以我们可以想象这个树 是何等的啊！这不晓得多少人能够才能够把它抱起来围一圈。
The diameter of the tree is very humongous.
但是这个树也是从一个小小的树种开始。
And yet that big tree started from a small tiny seed.
这个生命，主的生命在我们里面也是这样子。
And it is so for the God's life in us.
主要我们成长到一个很丰富的光景。
The Lord wants us to grow into a very abundant state.
但是我们都需要从这个生命，这个从小的生命开始。
But we need to start it from a very small, tiny life.
当我们哪天那一天见主面的时候
，and till the day we see Him face to face,
我们就能像一棵红木树那个那么大的红木树。
Then we may become like a big red tree, redwood.
所以在今年的开始
，So in the beginning of the year,
哦，愿这些。感觉成为我里面的激励，也能够带给弟兄姐妹一个哦祝福。
May these feelings become the encouragement to me and also a blessing to brothers and sisters.
哦，在施达的弟兄
，City Stud. 哦，for brothers City Stud.
他在晚年的时候，他回顾他这一生所走的路。
As he look back his entire life before the Lord.
他说他有几件事。他非常高兴，他在主里面非常的喜乐，因着他做的这几件事情。
He said that a few things he did in the Lord, he was very happy.
第一件事情，他说
，The first thing he said,
他说神召我去中国时，我就去了。
He said that when the Lord called me to go to China, and I went.
他完全不顾当初周遭爱他人的反对。
He didn't care much about the opposition.Of people around him.
第二件事情
And the second thing,
他说他非常的喜乐
He said he was very glad.
因为我照着耶稣对那少年财主的吩咐去做了
Because I did according to the Lord said to the wealthy young man.
第三件事情
The third thing,
他说当我在1910年时
He said that in the year of 1910,
我答应神的呼召,
I responded to the Lord's calling.
我就完全奉献我的生命,
and I consecrated my entire life to Him.
他是知道他去非洲这件事情,
and he was saying that the matter he went to Africa.
我不晓得大家觉得他这三件事情是不是很容易呢?
I don't know whether it is easier for us concerning the three things.
第一件事情，当时他是一个很年轻的一个年轻人。
So for the first thing, at that time he was still a very young man.
他是当时板球球队的队长。
And he was the captain of a cricket team.
对对，周遭的人来讲，认为他是一个非常有前途的年轻人，是一个非常出名的一个年轻人。
And he was very famous and has a bright future.
但是因着主的生命，主的爱在他里面。
And yet because of the life and the love of the Lord in him.
他舍弃了这世上的名誉名声。
He forsook all the fame in this world.
他在25岁的时候，他结成了一笔很大的财富。
And when he was 25 years old, he inherited a big amount of wealth.
他因着主的生命、主的爱在里面。
Because of the love and the life of the Lord in him.
他把所有的财富都奉献给神。
He offered all his wealth to the Lord.
第三件事。
And the third thing.
他在1910年时，他的身体已经是情形是非常的微弱。
And in the year of 1910,His physical condition was very weak.
所有的医生，所有的人都说他这个身体绝对不能去非洲。
And all the people were saying that because of his physical condition, he was not able to go to Africa.
但是因着主的生命、主的爱在他里面。
And yet because of the life and the love of the Lord in him.
他不顾其他人的反对，他自己去了。
He neglected all the oppositions of others, and he went.
他放弃了这世上的生命。
He forsook the life in this world.
生名誉、财富、生命。
He forsook the fame, life, and wealth in this world.
这是他在晚年，当他快要离开这世上的时候，他对他一生里面的几个重大，他所提的几件他的非常喜乐的事情。
And at the end of his life, he mentioned that the three things which had brought him much joy.
对我来讲，我不知道，我回顾我现在目前所走的路里面，有哪几件事情我可以像施达的弟兄这样子的说呢？
And as I look back my path before the Lord, I don't know what the matters I can also say in the same, just like our brother City Star said.
在我的生命中，我有为主实在是放弃了什么东西呢？
What have I forsaken for the sake of the Lord in my life?
所以弟兄姐妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
愿我们知道在走主的路上，
As we walk in the way of the Lord,
让主实在是在我们里面做那掌权。
May the Lord reign in our life.
愿在这今年2001年，
May the year of 2011,
我们都回到主的道路里面。
We can turn back on, back in His way.
去年有三个特会。
We have a three conferences last year.
夏令会。
We have a summer conference.
西洋特会。
We have a WCCC.
还有我们的冬令会。
And we also have a winter conference.
都是讲到恢复这件事情。
And all the themes of these conferences are mentioned.Restoration.
我们已经听了主的话。
We already heard the word of the Lord.
愿意在今年的这一年里面。
May for this year.
我们能够走上那一条道路。
We can walk in the way.
那个生命的路。
The way of life.
好，我交通就到这里。
That will end my sharing.
Thank the Lord for our brother's sharing.
我们感谢主让弟兄来这样交通。
And what our brother was shared on is actually exactly what I'm going to be sharing on.
我们弟兄所交通的正是我想要交通的。
And the main theme is very, very similar.
我们交通的主题是非常相似的。
Please turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7.
我们打开圣经彼得前书第四章第七节。
And I asked the brothers to project it on the overhead. I'm going to be reading two verses. In 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7 it says this. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
他说彼得前书四章七节这样说万物的结局近了所以你们要谨慎自守警醒祷告。
Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says this, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect."
罗马书十二章十二节这样说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
This morning I will be focusing mainly on the passage in 1 Peter.
我们现在要谈交通彼得前书。
Recently and currently in our English group Bible studies, we've been studying the book of 1 Peter and 2 Peter.
我们最近在英文组的查经有查彼得前后书。
And when I came across this verse, it really jumped out at me.
当我读到这些经文，这些经文好像活化在我眼前。
And since that day that I studied this, it sort of has been a burden on my heart.
自从那一日我开始读这节经文的时候，这经文成为我里面的负担。
The Lord has been convicting myself of a lot of things in my own life.
因为主也在我的生活上很多事情来指责我。
So I'd like to take a moment this morning to kind of dissect this verse. We're going to break it off into phrases and look at each aspect.
所以今天早晨呢，我要把这节经文呢，一句一句来看。
So the first part, it starts off saying, the end of all things is at hand.
这些经文一开始这样说，万物的结局近了。
In the NIV version, it translates, it is near.
那NIV 的翻译是说在眼前了。
So the first thing is, deep in our hearts, do we really have a sense that the Lord's coming is near?
所以首先在我们心里的深处，我们是不是有这样的感觉，觉得主的回来
And do we have this sense of urgency, or do we still think like we still have a lot of time in this world?
我们是否有这样的迫切的感觉，还是我们还觉得说我们在这地上还有很长的年日？
You know, those who are younger, the youth, you know, they're strong, they're young, they're capable of doing a lot of things. They never think of the end.
我想对着我们年轻人会觉得他们非常的健康，非常的强壮。他们也许不会想到这些结局近了。
Those who are younger like to think of beginnings. I look forward to starting college. I look forward to starting a career, starting a family, buying my first car, buying my first house.
我想这些年轻人所想到好像就是怎么样开始一些事情，比如说要开始去读书，开始一个家庭，开始一个事业，买第一部车，买第一个房子。
And the thought of the end is just non-existent in us.
在我们想到好像结局在我们的思绪里面是想不到的。
Then we have the elderly.
那我们有年长的。
And maybe the elderly think of the end.
也许年长的会想到这个结局。
And maybe they don't like to think about the end.
那也许他们并不喜欢想这样的结局。
But whether you do think of the end or you want to think of the end, it is a fact.
但是不管你是不是去想这个结局，或是你愿不愿意想这个结局，这个结局是一个事实。
This verse starts off, the end of all things is at hand or is near.
因为这个经文的一开始这样告诉我们，万物的结局近了，在眼前了。
And this should be a warning to all of us.
因为这应该是向着我们所有人都是一个提醒。
This is a warning that we need to redeem the time that we have.
这是向我们的一个警醒警告，就是我们必须要来赎回这失去的时间。
And what does that mean? That means we have to take hold of every opportunity that we have to do the right thing and to live for our Lord.
那这意味着什么呢？这意味着我们必须抓住每一个机会来做对的事情。
And maybe some Christians don't have this sense of urgency, don't see that the end is near.
也许有弟兄姐妹不认为结局近了，没有这样的迫切的感觉。
And it's easy for us to become indifferent. We don't care about things because, oh, there's no end to it. We become sort of lukewarm.
也许这我们如果不感觉结局近的话，我们没有那种迫切感，我们就觉得并不关心，好像我们不冷不热。
And there's no sense of urgency to really hold on to the things of God.
好像我们并没有那个迫切的感觉，我们必须要能够坚守主的。
Because there's always this thought of, oh, there's more time.
因为我们好像常常觉得说，哦，还有时间。
But 1 Peter warns us, the end of all things is at hand.
但是彼得前书这样警告我们说，万物的结局近了。
And we need to be awakened to this fact.
我们必须要向着这个事情能够醒过来。
Then if you look on to the next little phrase, it says, be of sound judgment.
那我们接下来看接下来的讲到说要能够 警醒或者谨慎。
So what does this mean to be to have sound judgment, to be of sound judgment?
或者说是健全的正确的判断。
And this means to that we have to hold on to the untainted, untwisted, pure truth of God's commands.
那我们要有健全的判断呢？意味什么？意味就是我们要能够对着神没有扭曲的。没有阴影的正确的真理有认识。
And during our winter conference, our brother, shared with us on the importance of knowing God's truth and protecting God's truth.
在过去的青年人的冬令会里面，我们弟兄有跟我们讲到说真理的重要和保护真理的重要。
And once we have this, the truth, this will give us sound judgment.
因为一旦我们能够有这个真理，我们就能够有健全的判断。
You know, the world invades our minds and our lives.
因为我们知道这世界上实在是很多事情来侵占我们的心思意念。
And to the point where we no longer have this sound judgment.
到一个地步呢，我们就失去这一个健全的审判的能力。
We never know what is right or what is wrong anymore.
我们不再能够判断何为正确，何为错误。
And when the world comes into us and dwells within us, we no longer know what the pure, untainted truth of God is.
当这世界进入我们住在我们里面的时候，我们就好像失去对神这个正确不扭曲话语的判断能力。
So things that we think that are right may actually be wrong in God's eyes.
所以我们也许觉得正确的事情，事实上在神眼中是错的。
So what if you did what you do your entire life, and at the very end you find that in God's eyes this was displeasing to Him?
若是你发现说你所做的一切事情，到你见主的时候，并不得主的喜悦的话。
Even though you did everything for the Lord, that you thought you did everything for the Lord, and you thought that everything you did was good.
虽然你甚至觉得说你所做的每件事情是为着主的，是说你自己觉得是做正确的事情。
Is it possible that what we're doing right now could in fact be wrong in God's eyes?
那有没有可能呢？我们现在手上所做的事情，事实上在神的眼中看为是错的事呢？
You know, Satan is a deceiver.
我们知道撒旦是一个欺骗人的人。
And he uses the world to pull our hearts away from God.
因为撒旦用这世界使我们远离神。
And from the beginning of mankind, you could see Satan's work of deception.
事实上从人类的起头我们就看见仇敌是做欺骗的工作。
And I'm going to use the same example that my brother used with Adam and Eve.
我用同样的例子，还有我们刚才弟兄讲过亚当夏娃的例子。
You know, so God commanded Eve and Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden one command, and that is, do not eat from the tree that dwells in the middle of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那神是给他们一个命令，就是一个命令，就是园当中的那棵分别善恶树的果子，你们不可吃。
And we all know the story and the end result.
我们都知道那个故事和故事的结局。
So Eve was deceived, and she lost her sound judgment.
因为夏娃受到欺骗，所以她失去那个健全的判断的能力。
And this deceiver in the form of a serpent came up to Eve and said, "Is that fruit really that bad?"
那个欺骗者用蛇的形式出现，就告诉夏娃说，那树是那么差吗？
He says, "Surely, if you eat that, you shall not die."
啊，你吃的时候并不见得会死。
And so he slowly influences Eve's logic and thinking.
所以他慢慢的来影响夏娃的心思和他的判断。
Isn't the knowledge of good and evil good?
能够分别善恶不是好的吗？
And look how delicious that fruit looks.
那个果子看起来不很好吃吗？
And so we all know the result. Eve was deceived. She lost her sound judgment and she went ahead and took of the fruit, ate it, and gave it to her husband Adam, and he took it as well.
所以我们都知道那故事的结束就是后来夏娃受到欺骗，结果就吃了那颗果子，然后也把这果子给他先生吃。
Sometimes I look back at the story and I think, how, there's one commandment, how did Eve fail this? It's such a simple command, just don't eat that fruit.
有时候我回去看这个故事，我说这个命令不是那么简单吗？夏娃怎么会失败呢？就是这命令就叫他不要吃那果子。
The Lord gave them the entire garden, but just don't touch this fruit, and she had to do it.
因为主是给了他园中所有的果子，只说不要摸那个树。
So when we are deceived and we allow the influences of the world to come in, it changes our thoughts, and once again, it takes us away from the truth of God's commands.
所以一旦我们受到欺骗，当这世界的心思进来的时候，我们很容易就偏离神给我们的命令。
Yeah, so when we try to use our own understanding of what God is telling us, that truth now becomes tainted and becomes twisted.
所以当我们想要用我们自己的知识去解释神的话，那神的话就会被扭曲，会被遮掩。
So we do not want our understanding of God's truths to be clouded.
所以我们不应该容让我们对神的认识被遮掩。
So we need to have the sound judgment that is mentioned in this verse.
所以我们必须要能够有一个健全的判断。
The Bible actually warns us that in these end times, the deception will be even greater.
所以事实上圣经也在提醒我们警告我们说在末期的时候欺骗会越来越大。
So what then can we do?
所以我们能够做些什么呢?
How do we prevent ourselves or how do we protect ourselves so that we can have this sound judgment?
所以我们如何能够保守我们好叫我们能够有健全的审判力?
Let's look at Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
那我们来看看罗马书十二章第二节。
And it says,We need to have our minds be renewed.
这里讲到说我们能够心意能够更新而变化。
We need our minds to be renewed in the Word of God.
我们必须在神的话语上叫我们的心思能够被更新变化。
And if we do not know the words of God, then we will not have this sound judgment.
我们如果不能够知道认识神的话我们就不会有健全的判断力。
Because if we don't know the word of God, then our thinking will, and our ways of doing things will only be that of the world.
因为如果我们没有能够认识神的话那我们所行事为人就是照着这个世界。
So then how will we truly know what's in God's heart?
所以我们如何能够认识神心意神的心意呢?
And the second part of this verse says, once we've had our minds renewed,Then we will be able to prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
这节经文的第二后半段是说，当我们一旦我们心意更新而变化之后呢，我们就可以查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And once we have this, once we have done this, then we will have this sound judgment.
那一旦我们能够有这样的经历之后，我们就能够有健全的判断力。
And once we realize that the will of God is acceptable and good and perfect, then we will have this sound judgment dwell within us.
我们一旦能够认识到神的旨意的确是善良、成全、可喜悦的时候，我们就能够有这样健全的判断力在我们的心里面。
But if we don't acknowledge, deep within, truly acknowledge that the will of God is perfect,
但是如果我们不是很真实的、很深刻的认识到神的旨意是善、是纯全的。
Then we allow, that's when we allow our own thoughts, our own opinions, the opinions of mankind to dwell within us.
那么那时候呢，我们就会让我们自己的思念、让人的看法呢，来霸占我们的心思。
And therefore we will no longer have this sound judgment.
那么之后呢，我们就不会有这样的健全的判断力。
And this is what happened to Eve.
这是夏娃身上发生的事。
If she truly believed that the Lord's commands were perfect, then she would not have gone to take of that fruit.
因为如果她真实的认识到神的命令是完全的，她就不会去碰那棵树的果子。
But because the serpent deceived her and said, "Yeah, but that fruit looks so good. You won't die."
但是那个蛇却来引诱她说，哦，那个树的果子看起来很悦你的耳目，很悦你的眼睛，但你可以，你吃的不仅会死。
Having the knowledge of good and evil, that sounds good.
你能够分别善恶，那看起来是不错的事情。
When you have these thoughts, then all of a sudden, the commands and the will of God in our minds is no longer perfect.
你一旦有这样的想法的时候呢，那神的旨意和意念在你心中就不会觉得那么完全。
And this is a very dangerous thing.
这是一个非常危险的光景。
So today, if we take God's word and we twist it, A lot of times we take it and we kind of manipulate it to meet our own needs.
那很多时候呢，我们读神的话，但是我们好像把它稍微修正一下，适合我们自己的需要。
Sometimes we take a verse and we say, yeah, "That sounds good," and you interpret it, but I want to do it this way. So you somehow make that verse fit what you want to do.
啊，有时候我们读一段经文，我们觉得啊，这经文很好，但是我们还想做一件事情，我们就好像把这经文稍微扭曲一下来，适合我们的需要。
And why do we do that? It's because we don't want to change.
那为什么我们这样做呢？因为我们自己不愿意改变。
We want to do what we want to do.
我们想要做我们想要做的。
That means we no longer have sound judgment.
那也就是说，我们那时候已经不再有健全的判断力。
We take the Lord's words.We transform it so it fits our needs, and then we carry that out.
我们把神的话做一些转变，适合我们的需要，然后实行出来。
And it's so true. I mean, we could laugh at what happened to Eve or look down on her for what she's done, but isn't it true in our own lives? The Lord gives us simple commandments, and we can't carry that out.
有时候我们还要读亚当夏娃的故事，我们会觉得很可笑。但是很多时候我们自己也是把神简单的命令都没办法遵行。
Why is this?
为什么是这样呢?
It's because we no longer have this sound judgment.
因为我们不再有这个健全的判断力。
We don't treasure the truth of our God.
因为我们并不珍贵神的话语。
We take His commandments and we make that a secondary thing.
我们听了神的命令，但是却把它放在一旁。
Or we just take bits and pieces of it in incomplete and we try to fill it to meet our needs.
或者是我们把神的话语呢，只是抓住其中的一点点，然后放到我们自己的需要里面。
But this verse warns us, be of sound judgment.
但是这里彼得前书讲到说，必须要有能够谨慎自守。
The next phrase I'm going to look at is, be of sober spirit.
我们接下来要看的就是能够自守，就是警醒。
So when our hearts And our thoughts are clouded with the things of this world, we cannot have a sober spirit.
当我们的心思被这世上的事物所霸占的时候呢，我们就不可能能够谨慎自守。
It's no different than a drunkard who's drunk on alcohol.
正如一个醉酒的人。
You lose control of yourself.
因为那个人他失去了自我的控制力。
In a lot of ways,I mean, it doesn't have to be alcohol, but we can be drunk in this world.
很多时候不见得说我们醉酒，我们可能是醉在这个世界里面。
The things that we get ourselves involved with can cause us to lose sight of God.
很多世界上事情能够叫我们失去看见神的能力。
Lose sight of His Holy Spirit within us.
失去神的圣灵住在我们的能力。
And to lose sight of the truth that God has placed before us.
失去能够看见神的真理是在我们里面。
You know, there's a lot of examples.
我们知道这个，我们可以看到很多这样的例子。
You know, things that draw our hearts and our attention.
因为很多事情实在是吸引我们的心思来注意。
You know, it's not only the things of alcohol and drugs.
不仅仅是酒或是毒品。
You know, the things we see and read over the internet.
好像我们在网络上所看见的，所读到的。
You know, maybe you're really into sports or technology or video games.
或是你实在很最新这些运动，这些网上的游戏。
Or gaining material things or really indulging in music.
或者说你很喜欢买世上的东西，或者说很醉心于这些音乐。
We can actually be drunk with all of these things.
我们事实上也都可能在这些事情里面被醉倒。
You know, the sad thing is today when you see, you know, you can see this all over on TV and movies and music and in current pop culture.
很可惜的是，事实上现在现今的音乐。在现在在电影在电视里面你常常可以看到这些现今当今的文化。
You know, they make, you know, sex, drugs, infidelity, cheating on your spouses.
你可以看见这些好像在这些在对你的配偶不忠在这些毒品上在这些性的上面描述。
Premarital sex.
在婚前的性行为。
They make all these things so that it's acceptable.
他们好像把这些就是拍摄出来，让大家觉得这是可以接受的。
And even when we open our eyes, open our ears to these things,
甚至当我们看见、听见这些事情
，and we accept it, we listen to it, we see it, we digest it, it kind of dwells within us.
当我们看见、听见，我们吸收了，好像这些事情就会住在我们的里面。
Now, do the trends of this world, is that going to cloud our view of the truth?
世界上这些趋势是不是可能叫我们对着真理模糊呢
？When we engage in all of these things, our vision is clouded.
当我们做这些事情的时候，我们的意向就会模糊。
And therefore, we no longer have this sober spirit.
所以我们就不再能够谨慎自守。
Give you another example.
我再讲另外一个例子。
When I was young, my loving father always reminds me of this.
当我年幼的时候，爱我的父亲，他常常提醒我。
When I was in the early 90s, everyone was really into Michael Jordan.
当那时候1990年代的时候，很多人都很迷Michael Jordan.
And everyone wanted to wear his shoes.
每个人都想要穿好像他有他品牌有他名字的品牌的鞋子。
Gatorade even had this commercial, "I want to be like Mike."
甚至有一个广告说，我要像 Mike 一样。
Sometimes I dream.That I can be just like Mike. There's a song that goes with it.
那首歌是说想讲唱到说，有时候我真想像 Michael Jordan 一样。
And in the early 90s, if you looked at any boy, I think probably even girls.
我想在90年代的时候，你若是看很多男孩或甚至是女生
，Everyone wanted to be like Mike.
因为每个人都好像很疯，很想要成为 Mike 一样。
If you went to the playgrounds, any little boy playing basketball would have their tongue sticking out.
如果你去看到篮球场，每一个打篮球的男孩，常常把他们舌头伸出来。
Why is that? Because Michael Jordan, whenever he drove to the basketball hoop, he had his tongue hanging out.
为什么这样呢？因为那个 Michael Jordan 篮球员，他常常是把舌头伸出来来打篮球的。
And this is the part where my dad really always reminds me of.
那接下来就是我父亲常常提醒我的地方。
So when I got my first pair of Air Jordans,
当我有那第一双的 Michael Jordan 的球鞋的时候
，I don't remember this, but apparently I slept with them.
我不太记得了，但是好像那一天晚上我抱着鞋子睡觉。
I put it right next to my pillow and I fell asleep with them.
我把鞋子放在我的枕头旁边，我就这样跟他一起睡了。
So you can see how much the world can influence us, and it really intoxicates us.
所以你可以看见这世界是如何能够影响我们，甚至叫我们醉倒。
From simple material things like that.
从这个简简单单只是物质上的小事
，It takes all of our attention.
他把我的注意力完全移去了
，Even our dreams apparently.
甚至我的梦想
，And it clouds our vision.
他也叫我的意向模糊了
，Or it can cloud our vision.
或者他能够叫我看不见意向
You know, a lot of times the world can truly influence us in ways where we become.Well, we're no longer sober in spirit.
所以在世界上很常常能够影响我们，叫我们到一个地步，就是我们无法谨慎自守。
Sometimes we don't even realize this. We think that we're doing something right. We think it's okay, but in God's eyes, we have lost our sober spirit.
甚至我们常常不能够知道这件，就是我们以为我们做的是对的，事实上在神眼中是错的。
You know, it's the way we dress.
看看我们所穿着的方式
，our language，
我们所讲的话
，the slang that we use，
我们用的俚语
，everyone's doing it，
好像每个人都这样做
，it's probably okay， right？
或许这样做可以吧
？I'll give you another example that probably only the younger ones will understand。
我现在再讲一个例子，也许只是年轻的弟兄姊妹能够明白的例子。
It's this acronym called WTF。
这里在英文有一个简称是 WTF。
So it means what the F dot dot dot。
那这是英文里面一个粗俗的话。
It's a cuss word。
这是一个咒诅的话。
And so this is a expression that one can use when you're texting, messaging, emailing, Facebooking, and all of these things。
这个简称呢，常常被用在传简讯的时候。记在电子信的时候，或者在脸书里面这些俚语。
So you express yourself by typing this without actually having to say the swear word.
所以你是只是把这个简称打上去呢，来表达你的自己，而你好像觉得你是避免说那个不好听的话。
And everyone's doing it.
因为每一个人都这样做。
And sadly, a lot of Christians will wind up doing this as well.
但是很可惜的是，就是有很多基督徒呢也跟着这个这样的方法做。
But it's okay. I didn't actually type out the swear word, right?
似乎是可以的吧，因为我并没有真的把那个咒诅的话完全打出来。
It should be okay, right?
应该是可以的吧。
That's when the world's influences can cloud our vision of who God is and His truth and what He stands for.
这正是这世界能够影响我们来真实的认识神，认识神是谁的时候。
So we can see the slow influences of the world can really change our thought process as well.
所以我们看见这世界上这些一点一滴的影响，的确可以改变我们的心思和意念。
Things that God cannot tolerate.
这些事实是神不能忍受的。
Somehow we are able to tolerate that and accept that.
但是好像我们却能够接受，能够忍受这些事情。
When that happens, we no longer have a sober spirit.
因为当这样事情发生的时候呢，我们就不再能够谨慎自守。
Another example, a lot of politics comes into play.
也有很多时候政治呢，在我们生活上影响。
Right, talking about tolerance, you know, the...Homosexuals.
比如我们讲到能够接受，就比如说同性恋的事情。
And abortions.
堕胎的事情。
Somehow the influences of the world through maybe the media, through being politically correct, we try to be politically correct, it'll somehow settles within us to the point where, yeah, I think that's okay.
不好像是借着媒体或者是说政治上我们必须要有一个正确的说法，我们这些观念进到我们里面，我们到了一点就觉得说，似乎这些同性恋或者是堕胎是可以的。
And even many Christians who firmly believe in the Lord will tolerate these things as well.
甚至很多好像真实信靠主的基督徒呢，也对这些事情有所容忍。
You know, I once heard a sister, she pointed out this article to me.
有一次呢，有一位姊妹呢，把一篇文章呢，给我看。
And she said that there's an explanation of why homosexuality is so rampant today.
因为那篇文章讲到说呢，今天同性恋如此的泛滥呢，是有原因的。
It's because...Of all the genetically engineered foods that we eat.
那是因为我们吃了太多这种基因改变过的这些食物。
And all the hormones that are and antibiotics that are pumped into our foods.
因为这些食物里面这些抗生素呢，都进到这些抗生素都进到食物里面。
That this generation that we live in, we all consume these foods, and somehow it causes a chemical imbalance within our being.
因为在我们都吃了这些食物之后呢。常常这些化学呢，就在我们里面产生的一些变化。
And this is an explanation of why one might be homosexual.
那这好像是说解释说为什么我们可能成为同性恋的原因。
Now, of course, if you use the thoughts of this world and the logic of this world, yeah, this might actually make sense.
是的，如果你是用这世界上的思维、世界上的逻辑来看的话，好像这好像是一个解释。
And believe it or not, many Christians will take this and accept this and believe this.
但是你相信吗？很多基督徒或许就接受这样的信念了，然后接受它了。
And when we do these things, it clouds our vision.
当我们做这些事情的时候呢，我们的意象就模糊了。
We no longer have this sober spirit.
我们就不再能够有这个谨慎自守的灵。
Because we've taken the words of our Lord.
因为我们把主所讲的话。
And we incorporate man's logic and man's thinking.
我们就把人的逻辑、人的思想放进主的话。
We spoil it and twist it.
我们就把主的话变坏了，然后我们把它扭曲了。
And turn it into a way where it's acceptable to us.
我们把主的话转成我们所能够接受的样子。
Once again, it's because we don't want to change.
再一次，这是因为我们自己不愿意改变。
But this verse reminds us, be of sober spirit.
但是这个彼得前书的经文告诉我们说，要能够有谨慎自守的灵。
We have to protect that spirit within us.
我们必须要能够保守这住在我们里面的灵。
We cannot allow the influences of this world to change us.
我们不应当容让这世界来影响我们。
The verse in Romans says, "Do not be conformed to this world."
因为罗马书经文讲到说，不要效法这个世界。
The NIV version says, "Do not follow the pattern of conform to the pattern of this world."
那 NIV 的翻译是说，不要效法这世界的模样。
Yeah, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
不要再更加的效法这世界的模样。
So we always, when as soon as the world influences our thoughts.
一旦这世界能够影响我们的心思，
and we carry this thought out,
当我们把这个心思实现出来，
and we conform to the pattern of the world,
当我们效法这世界的模样，
we lose that sober spirit within us.
我们就失去了在我们里面这个谨慎自守的灵。
So our understanding of the truth of God's commands cannot be clouded.
所以我们对神真理的认识不应当被这 被任何事情所蒙蔽
or influenced by this world.
或是被这世界所影响。
So we have to protect that sober spirit.
所以我们必须要能够保守这个谨慎自守的灵。
Then it leads us to the very last phrase, for the purpose of prayer.
那最后呢，彼得前书讲到说祷告，为着祷告的目的。
all of these phrases that preceded this last part,leads to the purpose of prayer.
在这最后一小段之前所讲到的一切的都为了一个目的，就是要能够祷告。
So we have to first have a sense of urgency.
所以我们首先呢能够有这个急迫的感觉。
We have to understand that the Lord's return is near.
所以我们必须要能够认识到主的回来近了。
The end of all things is at hand.
万物的结局近了。
When you hear this, this should automaticallyYou know, this warning should automatically cause us to pray.
所以当你听到这句话的时候，应该马上就有感觉要来祷告。
If we do not have this sound judgment or this sober spirit,
我们如果没有谨慎自守的灵，
how will we truly know what is right or wrong?
那我们怎么能够知道何为正确，何为错误呢？
How will we truly know what the will of God is?
我们怎么能知道神的话是什么呢？
And he says, for the purpose of prayer.
因为这里讲到，彼得前书讲到说，这是为了祷告的原因。
And what is the purpose of prayer?
祷告的目的是什么？
What are we praying for today?
我们今天要祷告些什么？
How can we accomplish God's will, allow God's will to be accomplished in us and in this world?
我们如果能够叫神的旨意在我们身上，在这个地上能够行得通？
It is through prayer.
这是必须要借着祷告。
So there's two things.This is Ben's son's two things.
这里是我所看见的两件事情。
So it's not the only two things.
当然不仅仅是两件事。
That we need to pray for.
是我们需要祷告的。
The first one is that God's will be accomplished.
第一个我们要祷告就是愿神的旨意能够成就。
And why do we have to have this sense of urgency to pray for God's will to be accomplished?
我们为什么要有这样的迫切的感觉？愿神的旨意快快的成就。
Because of the first phrase, the end of all things is at hand.
这正是因为这些经文前半段讲的说，万物的结局近了。
The time in this world we have is very short.
我们在这地上所能够拥有的时间是非常短的。
And we need to allow the Lord's will to be accomplished.
我们必须能够容让神的旨意被成就。
The second thing we need to pray for.
第二件事情我们要祷告。
We have to pray for the house of God.
我们要为着神的家、神的殿祷告。
The church of God.
神的教会。
To return back to God.
能够回转向神。
Why do we need to have this sense of urgency?
我们为什么要需要这样迫切的感觉呢？
Because of the first phrase, the end of all things is at hand.
正是仍然就是经文前半段讲的，万物的结局近了。
We don't have a lot of time left.
我们实在没有太多的时间留下来。
Just like our brother mentioned earlier, we need to restore the house of God.
正如我们弟兄刚刚交通的，我们必须要能够恢复神的家。
We need to restore the truth within God's house.
我们必须要能够在神的家中恢复这些真理。
And we need to bring this before the Lord in prayer.
我们要把这些带到主面前来祷告。
You know, when we think of redeeming the time that we have,
当我们想到说我们如何赎回这些时间，
one way that we can do it is offer ourselves to prayer.
有一件事情我们能够做的就是把我们自己摆上在祷告里面。
But we need to know what to pray for.
但是我们必须能够看见我们要祷告些什么。
I think the Lord gives us the gift of prayer.
我想主给我们这样祷告的一个恩赐。
And we can pray for a lot of things.
我们可以为着很多事情来祷告。
Most of our prayers, or at least for myself, 99% of my prayers,
至少对着我而言，好像我99%的祷告，
are for myself and my needs.
是为着我自己的需要。
Very little of my prayers are spent before the Lord praying for His will.
我很少时候在主面前祷告是为着他来祷告。
Praying for His house.
为着他的家来祷告。
That we would all return back to Him.
我们都能够来回转，来回到他面前。
You can see this verse is very, very important.
你可以看见这些经文是非常的重要。
All of these things, He doesn't just start off, we need to pray.
因为这件事，这个经文并没有一开始就说我们要祷告。
But he warns us of all these things. The end of all things is at hand.
但是他借着先提醒我们，警告我们说，万物的结局近了。
Be of sound judgment.
所以要能够谨慎。
And sober spirit.
要自守。
For the purpose of prayer.
要能够警醒，为着警醒祷告。
So we need to really understand first what the truth of God is.
所以我们首先呢，要能够认识神的真理是什么。
If we don't know the truth of God,
我们如果不知道神的真理，
then we don't know what we're praying for.
那我们就不知道我们祷告些什么。
We may be praying for a lot of personal needs.
我们也许常常为着个人的需要祷告。
Which the Lord allows us to, and He's so happy to answer and hear these prayers.
是的，这是主允许我们这样祷告，他也很喜乐来回答我们这些祷告。
But,The purpose of prayer is something that we have to understand.
但是祷告的目的呢，是一件我们必须要能够明白的事情。
We need to restore the truth of God.
我们要必须能够恢复神的真理。
And we need to pray that we would all turn our hearts back to God.
我们要能够祷告的时候，我们的心都能够转回到神的面前。
We cannot allow the influences of this world to taint.Our understanding of what God's truth is.
我们绝对不应该容让这世界上的事情叫我们在认识神的话语上有蒙蔽。
And so, this is the verse that I wanted to share this morning.
所以这是我今天早晨愿意和大家交通的经文。
For those of you who know me really well,
那对着那些非常认识我的人。
Know that I'm very, very easily influenced by the things of this world.
你们知道我实在很容易被这世界所影响。
And so I thank the Lord for really allowing this verse to kind of set within me.
感谢主，真是能够叫这句话呢，在我身上能够安定下来。
That you know, this is my prayer, and it should be all of our prayer.
我想这是我的祷告，也应该是我们一起的祷告。
And we can really learn to hold fast to the Lord's truth.
我们能够坚守、坚定、坚守主的话。
That we can have this sound judgment and sober spirit.
我们能够有健全的判断力，有谨慎自守的灵。
So that we can pray for the things that are meaningful.
所以我们能够祷告有意义的事。
Pray for the things that are in accord with God's will.
能够祷告是按着神的旨意来祷告。
That's my sharing this morning.
这是我今天早晨交通。